Praise the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. And here now, he blessed him. And what are we looking at? We are looking at two groups of people in the church of Jesus Christ. While Christ started to come, another group sprang up that we call today the denominations. What is the denominational system? The denominational system is the attempt of man to come by man's human ideas to reorganize the church of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, by man's ideas. They have their own ideas that produce the system that they are in today. They have their articles of faith. They have their do's and don'ts. They have their own way of producing their pastors through schools of theology. They have the system of doing everything, even water baptism. They have their own system that you have to go through before you are virtually baptized. All contrary to the word of God. But you know what? That general overseer, whether it is man or woman, listen carefully to their testimonies. They will tell you, hallelujah, they will tell you how that they went to the mountain and prayed, and God gave them the name of the ministry. And don't say it is not God. It is God. God named Ishmael while he was in the womb of the mother. And God, he will tell you, and God told me he's going to use me mightily. I will have branches all over the world. But for what purpose? The original church did not have headquarters. Hallelujah. But here is somebody hearing from God that you are going to have branches all over. And we enter message, believer, we begin to say it's devil that was talking to them, because it is contrary to the Bible. It is not devil, it was God. Except you will prove that it is devil that was speaking to Haggai in the matter of Ishmael. The Bible says it was angel of the Lord. And it is a pattern for the church. For us to see what is happening in the church. When Abraham was told to circumcise everyone as a sign, a token of the covenant between him and God. Take note that even Eleazar was circumcised. All the slaves were circumcised. Ishmael was circumcised. And we know what circumcision types. It types holiness. And so, there are churches today that preach holiness more than us. They are circumcised. And it is by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Holy living, holy, therefore, they are also under the covenant of the blood of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because we need to understand salvation. Let's understand it. Let's go look at that family very well. He was circumcised. And by the time he was even circumcised, Isaac, the promised child, was not yet born. But now note the identity of Ishmael. Upon the fact that he was circumcised, upon the fact that he's Abraham's son, God prophesied, gave prophecies concerning him. Take note, number one, don't forget that he was the son of a bond woman. Take, look at other identities of and when you say bondwoman, amen. The Ishmaelites Kai, this Bible is too much. The Ishmaelites, until all the Bible days, they were still identified as children of Ishmael. There was an identity that was found. They had an identity. The identity were earrings. Hi, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Judges chapter 8, can we read it? Judges chapter 8, verse 24. Remember that Gideon had been given commission and the power to go and deliver Israel from the hand of the Midianites? Hallelujah. Now they have conquered them, and now the Jews were begging Gideon to come and rule over them. And he gave them conditions. And when we come to verse 24, let's read it. And Gideon said unto them, I would desire a request of you, that you will give me every man the earrings of his prey. For they had golden earrings, because they were Ishmaelites. All the people that they conquered, they are praised. All the captives that they conquered in that war, Gideon said, please, because he needed the earrings to melt so that he will make that effort with it. Something they will use to worship their God. And he said he should gather all their earrings because that is what they are known for. And we know it was later on in Exodus 21, hallelujah, it became a symbol. A Jew that decided to remain a slave, even when Jubilee sounds, the Lord says 6 years in Exodus 21, you can hold a Hebrew slave, but after 6 years, you have to release the slave free. But if the slave says, I love my master, I don't want to go out, I want to remain and serve him, then the master will bring the slave before elders, hallelujah, and bring them, and he will announce it. So I told him to go, he refused to go. And then before witnesses, they will put a hole in his ear and hang a ring there. And that person remains a slave forever. Amen. And that is what it has become fashion now worldwide. But because God is talking to us, using types and shadows, in this age, where another Jubilee has sounded, calling out the children of God out of the denominational bondage, he then begins to warn his children, you daughters of God, don't wear earrings. And he doesn't explain it. The Holy Ghost in this age tells the bride of Jesus Christ, don't wear earrings. Why? Because it is symbolizing something. It's symbolizing bondage. Anybody that can hear can deduce what I'm saying. They were Ishmaelites. Take note. Hallelujah. When it comes to the marriage of Isaac, it was specially, directed where he should go and pick a wife. There was something of interest directed by God himself, by Abraham himself, prepared, sent. You saw the process, but when it comes to Ishmael, the Bible says he went and married an Egyptian. He married an Egyptian woman. The picture is getting clearer now, isn't it? I'm looking at the difference between the denomination and us today. A type of the group of church that is today married to the world. Egypt signifies the bondage to sin. Bondage to the worldly system, the worldly fashions. And that is why he as a type of the church, he allowed the children of Israel 430 years in bondage. Then he sent a prophet to deliver them out. The same way also, hallelujah, he's been bringing them out by the hand of a prophet, and in this age also, praise the Lord, we are brought out of the world, out of the denominational system. But here is another child of the same Abraham. Abraham did not bother where Ishmael would get his wife from. But he was interested in where Isaac would get his wife from. Hallelujah. And so he left him to get married to the world. And that's why you see the denominational system married, totally and properly married to the world. I mean it, totally and permanently married to the world. Until you enter the church, the denominational church now, everything you see in the world, you will see it there. Have you gone to the palace of a king before? Have you seen the seat that the king sits on? You have seen it now. When you enter church and you see the seat of the general overseer and his wife, the king and the queen, what comes to your mind? Oh, praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm just using that as an example. Do you go. Where do you learn fashion these days? It's in the church. Everything happening out there, until it has even come on the church, has football team. And they are in National League. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just watch it very well, especially the Pentecostal churches. Watch it. They don't call where I am standing now, they don't call it altar anymore. There's a word they use, platform. Come to the platform, come to the platform, come to the platform. Or come to the podium, come to the podium, come to the podium. Because if it is called altar, comedia will not come there. So they have to reconstruct and rearrange it so that it is called podium. Oh, praise the Lord. Come to the podium. Amen. You go to church now. The latest fashion, you see it there. There is nothing you don't see there. Totally married to the world. Ishmael married an Egyptian woman. Thirdly, the angel told Haggai that that child will be wild. And the children of Ishmael, they are the present day Middle East Arabs. You name them. Everybody knows who the Arabs are. Oh, glory be to God. They are fulfilling the prophecy of that angel. And he said that he will live by his bow. He will be a fighter. A warrior. Hallelujah. He said he will live by his bow. Amen. And watch something. I told you that he told him, he said, nations will come of him. There's nations. And that they will be greatly blessed. Can't you see that they are the wealthiest nations in the whole world today? The whole world, all this fight that the superpowers are fighting, it is their wealth. They are fighting to gain control. Yes, now. Ishmael. And you come to the spiritual Ishmaelites. Denominations, they are the spiritual Ishmaelites. He said they will be wild. Wild there is in relation to their lack of fear of God. They can face this scripture and say, it doesn't matter. But they are blessed with many branches. And don't say they are of the devil. They are not of the devil. The same Jesus that produced you is the same Jesus they are calling upon. Take note of that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, it's a type, amen. It's a type of the spiritual church and the carnal church. There is the spiritual church of Jesus Christ, and there is the carnal church of Jesus Christ. And Isaac has been suffering under Ishmael. Ishmael began to fight Isaac even from the age of 13 years. Until today, Israel, is it Israel that is fighting them? They are the one fighting Israel. They are the one fighting Israel. Israel is in her land, though, that God gave. But they say, lie, you will be there. Always fighting. Yet, all of them lay claim to Abraham. There is one of the feasts that they celebrate. And they will tell you, they celebrate it with the slaughter of rams. And they will tell you it is symbolic that God told Abraham to go and sacrifice Ishmael. They want to bring all the blessings of Isaac to Ishmael by all means. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. But the promise still remained that of Isaac. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You want to see how Isaac, the carnal church, has been dealing with the spiritual church? Then go back to church history. And you will see how the true church suffered in the hands of that church that organized herself in a meeting. They had a meeting. Hallelujah. When there was confusion and whatever it is, in Nicaea in AD 325, the history is there. Nicaea, somewhere in Rome, they came together and then let us have a compromise. And they opened these Bible doctrines and then decided this is how it will be, so that both paganism, because remember, they had to marry. If you marry an Egyptian wife, then you must marry all the Egyptian gods. You must serve all the Egyptian gods. And so that there can be proper understanding in that marriage, although you come from Akwanga, and your wife is from Ndoka Kwale, there has to be some compromise. You have to eat some of her food, and then she too will eat some of your own tuo, the meal kuka, and then, you know, so that there can be balance, and, you know, then we can be one. And so Nicaea, they came together and they decided it's okay, let us serve the same God, but let's come together. So, number one, you know, we have for years before your own Christian faith came, all of us here, we used to serve and worship Semiramis. So there is an, since you two have Mary, so that you won't say we collect everything, let's rename Semiramis Mary, mother of God, because she too has a son. Semiramis also had a son. We all know the history. So that, no, we have many gods, and since you people too have three, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, okay, let's all come to Trinity. Then the remaining gods, let's make some people the saint of this, the saint of this, the saint of this. Canonize them, then through ceremonies, the way you normally produce your gods, let's also produce saints that can also intercede for us for fertility, intercede for us for this, intercede for us for this. So then, what again? Your people, you know, you have, what do you have? Apostle, this, okay, we have priests that serve in those shrines. Now, we shall change the shrine to church. But we shall have all the images that represent those other ones, and then, you know, so that we can be one, serving one God. And then we have priests, and then so. But there is the church of promise. Hallelujah. And those people say, lie, including the process of purification. So baptism will no longer be in the name of Jesus. It will not be. Just take them and do Trinity baptism. The name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. It's not in the Bible. Don't give any interpretation again. Just take them there. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. So that the three gods will be properly attended to. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then, you know, the priests normally have special dresses they have. And then so you can see the type of dresses that their leaders have, all in the church. All in the church. But a group says, no, that is contrary to the word. They are the spiritual church. And they said they will not be part of that. That is when the persecution started. That is when Ishmael showed you that I am senior to you. What produced me? I'm senior to you. That is when the persecution started. That is when it is written, the Roman Catholic Church persecuted the true church, killed 6 million, or how many? Sorry, 68 million, sorry. 68 million true Christians. For refusing to bow to the image of Mary, for refusing to baptize in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost, for refusing to accept that marriage between paganism, Egypt, and the church. Kill them, persecution started. That's why he said in Galatians, that's why he said, but then, verse 29, but as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, he said, even so it is now. They had the backing of the states. They had the backing of the emperors. They had the backing of the Caesars. The bishops had the backing, full backing. So anyone that went contrary, they will tag you as a heretic, and they put death sentence on you. Amen. I'm looking at the carnal church and the spiritual church that exists even today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes. The spiritual church is born by the will of God, not man. You are born again. John chapter 1, verse 11, verse 13. He came to his own. His own received him not. Can we read it? But as many as received him, verse 11, John chapter 1, He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Verse 13 is my emphasis. Which we are born, you are born again, not of blood, human blood of your papa, nor of the will of the flesh. No. Nor of the will of man, but we are born of the will of God. Isaac was born by the will of God. Ishmael was born by the arrangement of Abraham and Sarah. The carnal church, the denominational system, is brought about by the will of man. Not the will of God. But we are born again. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23. We are born of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. It is the word of God that produces us. That is why we are the church of God's promise. Thus said the Lord, produce us. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Not by a compromise meeting anywhere. We are not gathering here by a compromise meeting. Where the people gather by a compromise meeting, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Why should Ishmael persecute Isaac? You love the father. Go to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5 verse 1, 2 and 3. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him, that is where I am going. Everyone that loveth him that begat, who is he that begat Isaac? Is Abraham. He said, you should love him also that is begotten of him that you love. If you love the papa of anybody, then you must love the son of that papa. If you love the papa and you hate the son, something is wrong with that type of love. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let's read on verse 3. But this we know. This is how we know his identity. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. They are not bothersome at all. Hallelujah. Isaac and Ishmael, therefore, cannot stay in the same kingdom. They cannot stay in the same house. Although not the same papa they be, but there has to be a separation. And what was the separation? Like we read in Genesis chapter 21. Hallelujah. Immediately Sarah saw that Ishmael was persecuting, making jest, making her child that brought laughter to her. 90 years old before she got that child. Imagine how precious that child will be. And one son of one slave trying to mess this one up. Ha! Sarah tell her, say, let me get power for this house. Went to Abraham and began to protest. Every married man knows when your wife protests to you, there's fire on the mountain. Praise the Lord. You know there will be no sleep in that house that day. But Abraham knew that that is his son. Even though I got it through this woman, it is my son. Please, sister, in case your husband go get one Ishmael outside and they try to bring her home, don't use this scripture and say, lie, lie! You can't enter this house. You can't enter this house. I stand where Sarah stands. Before you will be justified, there must be evidence that that Ishmael that came was persecuting your child in the house. Then you two can stand on it. Because that was the reason. They were living. Sarah didn't mind. But as soon as this one began to manifest his carnality. Hallelujah. Because he noticed that even though I am 30 years or so older than this boy, all attention is on this boy. Everything in this house, Isaac. The party they did for Isaac, they didn't do it for me. Which one be all this one? Amen. And Abraham, he was grieved. He was worried. How will I send my own son? To where? My own blood. To where? Listen, that was when God came down. Yeah. Now lie. Now she tell you, say, make you do, and now you do, amo. Now she again, they tell you, say, make you send her away. You must obey, oh. You're always obeying her. Oh, yeah. Make you go. God is a very righteous judge. Abraham, you rush. You didn't come to pray, oh. Why he said, go into my slave girl, my maid. Now they come worry me, say, oh Lord, touch Sarah, let her change her mind. This is my blood. God came down alive. Hearken to her. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And this is the reason why Abraham, we should hearken to her. For the son of the bond woman shall not be here with the son of the free woman. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that is how he put him away. And when you say put him away, put him away like how? How will he put him away now? If the carnal church, which is the denominational churches today, amen. You know, I told you everything about them is man's idea, man's idea, man's idea, man's idea. And I say this with all due respect to the Christian leaders worldwide and in particular in Nigeria here where I belong. I say this with all due respect to all of you. And I thank God for Christian Association of Nigeria. The Christian Association of Nigeria, if not for the Christian Association of Nigeria, these Muslims will have taken over every aspect of Nigeria by now. And so, they are still serving a good purpose. But listen, God did not send us to form association. Listen, Israel is not in league with herself before God fights for her. Israel, hallelujah, all they need for God to come down and fight for them is to keep God's commandments. Fear of Islam taking over, fear of Islam taking over, fear, 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 they are taking over. They are, all this, see. You form yourself as an association. You have your meetings. And everything you do is carnal. The God that we are serving is a spirit. He deals with us spiritually. The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. They are mighty through God. Instead of you to come back to God the word, you should ask yourself a question. Why is Islam taking over everywhere like this? And come together and see where you failed. You have left the leadership of the world and you have turned and married the world. And yet you still want God to fight for you. He can't fight for you, so he leaves you to fight like all pressure groups. It's a pressure group like all other pressure groups. We have Civil Liberties Organization. We have Amnesty International. We have, what do you call them again? We have IPOB. We have IPOB. We have Ohanese. We have Afenifere. We have Arewa Consultative Forum. And we have all of them, all to protect their interests. Amen. And the same thing also with the Christian faith. They also came together, although we disagree with one another. You are Sele, you are Ladura, I am Pentecostal, you are Baptist. You don't believe in speaking in tongues. You don't believe in signs and wonders and miracles. Though you are Catholic, you bow to images. But let's come together. We are all one. Jesus Christ prayed that they might be one. Let us come together and be one. And that oneness is a carnal oneness, not a spiritual oneness. Therefore, you will have to fight your battles carnally, for the Spirit of God will step aside and watch you people. And without God, you can do nothing. That's what the Bible says. I wish any of them can hear me. Praise the Lord. Because, hallelujah, when the five nations came together against King Jehoshaphat, hallelujah, he did not call a meeting of their association of Israelites. What did he do? He called for prayer. He called for prayer and God came down and gave the solution. If we Christians can come together, to come together is not to come and gather and then vote president and vice president and secretary and northern zone and bring candidate and do politics. Come together, praise the Lord, with one faith, one baptism, one Lord. Unity of the faith. Unity of the faith. Outside unity of the faith, you are powerless and toothless bulldogs. You can achieve nothing, 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 nothing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can't you see something happening in this country? All power belongs to God. All power. The Bible says nobody occupies the position of power except God gives it to him. Why is it that now so Muslim, they rule this country? The only one that entered once. One. The rest, all now Muslim. Even while he was there, he was shaking until he come out. No confidence. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. It is because there is no unity of faith. And the only unity, the only thing that can bind us together is this Bible. The constitution of the Christian Association of Nigeria is because you have left the constitution of God. Therefore, you have your own constitution. You rejected God to pick what you want. And yet, you are calling on God to step into the matter. He can't step into your matter. He can't. Until you come back, watch it. No politics, no pressure, nothing. Because them, the Muslims, they are coming by the same carnality with you, but they are coming by a higher carnality. Hallelujah. They are coming by higher carnality that you cannot match them, because it is a game of numbers. And they are a faith that believe that to die, they are going to heaven. You are fighting to live. They are fighting to die. You are afraid to die. They are happy to die. They are moving with an agenda. They will soon take over Europe. They will soon take over America. They will soon take over Africa, Nigeria. They will soon take over Nigeria. Watch and see. Everywhere they go, you Christians, not be one wife, one husband, one wife. Eh? One wife. Maximum, how many? Four children. Abi? The Muslim, they are saying you can marry more than four. Okay, now. Just want to be realistic, that's all. Continue to look for solution. Continue to look for solution. The only solution is come back. See, anytime Israel left God's commandment, the enemies will finish them. But when they repent and come back and throw away all the idols and burn all the shrines and come back and repent, God will come down and recover their land for them. Oh, praise the Lord.